Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Friday. It is raining in 62. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Well, what a way, what a night, what a day to end the show. Today, and this is the very last Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen. As of after today, that is it. So thanks for joining us. Tonight we will talk to an attorney involved in this case, Asian students suing Harvard, saying that Harvard is using race-based discrimination against them. We'll also talk about the Justice Department going after leakers, maybe even journalists. What could that do? Let's begin the show, though, with John LeBoutelier. He hosts Revolution, the podcast, and author of Harvard Hates America, and a former congressman. John, great to have you on WILS.
I'm distressed to hear this news. Is this the end of your show or just this hour?
No, this is it. This has been 6 years, John, and I'm heading off into the end of the sunset, I think, something like that.
Well, where are we headed?
Heading to Detroit. I'm going to be now working in news talk radio there. Not hosting a show, but, doing newscasts, that kind of thing.
That's very distressing. We need good hosts like you, and you're it. So.
Look, there's nothing that beats being able to do a free-form interview. And look, with guests like you, that's what really makes it happen. And I wanted to get your take, because you had a show on Fox, on the Fox News channel, right? A big stage for many years.
When you
end a show after so many years, how did that feel for you?
Horrible. I had no idea till it happened, and I did it with Pat Cadell and Doug Schoen, and the three of us, and we had high ratings for no reason. They took it off. Your listeners need to know that this is normal in TV and radio. It makes no sense. If you have bad ratings, I can understand it. I'm sure you don't. Now, these stations change format. They have all sorts of decisions they make. Mm-hmm. But for the viewer, or in this case, the listener, and for the host, you, it's very disconcerting.
Mm. No, how did they explain it to you? Were you able to get any kind of clear answer from them at the time?
Never had an answer. We've tried since November 15th. It was 2 days after the last show we did. We did one show after Trump won on Fox that Sunday night, the 13th. And on Tuesday, in about 5 in the afternoon, we got an email saying, thanks a lot for what you guys have done, but we're not going to be using you anymore.
Wow. What was your theory as to what happened there?
I think it had nothing to do with us. It had to do with our producer and the weekend executive, and the producer hated each other, and I think it was a personal attack. Once Roger Ailes was fired last July, this is now a year ago, this 13 months ago, Fox has spiraled out of control. When there's a strong figure running a place and he's removed, there's a huge vacuum, and nobody has filled it, and Fox has suffered because of it. And you can tell by their ratings and by what's on the air there, they really don't know what they're doing, and they've headed down a little bit since then.
Now, you host Revolution, the podcast. Now, how's the transition been from being on Fox News to doing the podcast?
Well, it's not much time. It's easy. I mean, I love doing it. I've always done radio and TV at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I still do, but the Fox gig was great because there's so many people. I mean, I would bet your show, your radio show, most of the listeners, when they watch TV, they usually watch Fox. It's a crossover. The radio audience and the TV audience are often the same people.
We're a Fox News affiliate here, too, as a station.
So, I mean, Fox really hits the radio audience. It's sort of the same folks everywhere. And it was great to have them see us and talk to us. We're still getting it. You walk down the street, and out of nowhere, some guy will say, man, I really missed that show. Where is it?
Yeah.
That's TV. Radio, they don't know who you are.
Right.
Radio.
Unless you start talking. And so there's some sadness involved there, I'm guessing, huh?
I'm very sad about it. Yeah, I'm sad for you. I'm sad Although you're good at it, so you'll be on the air in Detroit, and maybe eventually you'll get your own show again if you want it.
Well, you know, the one thing, you know, on this show, it's primarily interviews. I don't really sit and discuss my opinions very much, so that hasn't been a big part of the show. I don't know if that's hurt it or not. Well, what do you think of that? I'm curious.
I think radio interviews are on the way back. I think that people want to hear interesting guests. And frankly, much rather hear you interview someone than Joe Blow from East Lansing call in and talk about what he had for breakfast today, which is what talk radio's become. And let's face it, AM talk radio is dying in America. It's really in trouble economically and way down.
Mm-hmm. Well, really? So you think the time of these pundits just blowing off all day long, that'll come to an end at some point?
I think it's fading out. I think that's why I went and tried this podcast, because I think podcasts are the future of talk radio, that the young don't listen to radio anymore, but they do listen to podcasts. Because it's up to them. They can listen in the car, on the subway,
right,
jogging, you know, whatever they do. They choose when they want to listen. And I think that's the future.
Talking to John Leboutelier, he hosts Revolution, the podcast. Let me at least get your take on what's happening at the White House. So much has changed. John Kelly, what is he going to be able to do for President Trump, do you think?
Clearly shaping up the staff in the White House, not the president. He's shaping up the behavior, the information that gets to the president. That's already happened. We're 5 days into it, and apparently it's already happening.
Okay.
So, and it's a sharper, more crisper-run organization, which is what you would expect. But it's not going to change Trump. It's not going to change his erraticism and his lack of focus.
Okay, but in terms of, well, what kind of influence do you think he's going to begin to have on the president himself? Do you think he can change the demeanor in some way?
Possibly a little bit. I've read already, it's been published, that Trump, in the first couple days of Kelly, has tried to impress the general by being alert in the meetings and knowing some facts and sort of focused up more. But what I think is going to happen, Michael, is Kelly will do a great job. He will get great press for doing a great job. Trump will read this great press. He'll be jealous of the great press, and he will get mad at Kelly for getting great press. It's happened with a lot of his other underlings, starting in February when Steve Bannon, who was tight as a tick with Trump, through the election, got a cover story in Time magazine the first week in February, and Trump got all ticked off at him, and he sort of isolated him, and he's demeaned him since then.
But he's kept him on board, though, still.
He's kept him, and he doesn't really fire that many people, but he doesn't like it when the underlings get more attention than he does.
Mm-hmm. Is the current group that's there then, do you think they're going to make it through the first 4 years? Or, I mean, we've seen so many drop off.
Yeah, well, we saw Priebus drop off, Spicer. And Flynn got canned. He was an original one. There are rumors that Trump wants to get rid of McMaster, the current national security advisor. I don't know if that's going to happen.
I'm guessing Bannon, you were a fan of the Mooch taking a hike, right?
No, that guy was a disgrace.
Right. Yeah, I mean, so you were supporting him just getting out. Now, what? Now is he in terms of, because he was a New York guy, the Mooch, right?
He lives 10 minutes from me. Yeah, right here on Long Island.
Was he someone you were?
He was on Fox. He was on Fox. He's a friend of Doug Shown. Doug, no, I never met him, but he clearly had no business being in the White House, and that was pathetic.
Yeah. Now, John, let me ask you this. So in terms of what you see with the president now, because, you know, I watched the coverage, like CNN, I watched about 5 minutes. I can't stand watching the news anymore. It is so negative. Is there a point, too, when you're watching mainstream where you think, wow, they really are not giving this guy any kind of a break, any kind of fair play?
I think we reached that point a while ago and we're there. Similarly, in reverse, when you watch Fox, it's all Trump, pro-Trump all the time. They're not fair about it either. Mm-hmm. Somewhere, there's got to be someone who just reports the thing and gives the pros and the cons. Mm-hmm. But, you know, cable, you're talking CNN and MSNBC and Fox. They're out to make money. And they've learned there is no market, especially at night, for news. It's not news. It's opinion. Mm-hmm. It's like talk radio. And the only way to make money is to either cater to the hard left or the hard right. And that's what they do.
Yeah, go one last thing, John. If you were on Fox now, though, would you be getting negative feedback, you think, from viewers if you were this openly critical towards President Trump?
I do. But I'm glad you brought that up. Since January, Fox has lost a quarter of its audience. And my belief on it is because Trump is so polarizing, Fox made the decision to go all pro-Trump. But the result of that has been people like me who are Republican conservatives. I can't stand Fox. I can't look at it because I want a little balance. I don't need to hear anti-Trump, but I don't need to hear pro-Trump all day either. How about criticism of Trump when he deserves it from a conservative point of view? You know, I mean, that to me, that is what's missing at Fox, and you can't get that anywhere else.
John LeBoulier, find him at Revolution the Podcast. Revolution the Podcast. Really fantastic stuff. Former Congressman John LeBoulier. Right here on 1320 WILS. John, it's been really just so much fun talking to you over the years here, and hopefully we can do so in the future.
Let's stay in touch.
Yeah, let's
do something in Detroit somehow.
All right. Fantastic, John. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Yep. Good luck to you, Michael. Thank you.